The lead lawyer suing the state of Washington over school funding says state lawmakers are not on track to fully fund K-12 education. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Senate Republicans and House Democrats are at loggerheads over how to fund schools. Republicans want to replace local school levies with a new state property tax levy. Democrats want a new capital gains tax to generate more money for schools. Tom Ahern is the lawyer for the plaintiffs in the McCleary school funding case. He says neither plan will create an amply funded K-12 system.
So I do not have a lot of confidence that whatever budget the legislature ends up in their compromise delivering to the governor and the governor signs is going to be enough. I'm hoping I'm wrong.
Now, the state of Washington is already in contempt of court and accruing a $100,000 a day fine for not complying with the state Supreme Court. The state has until September of 2018 to comply or face further sanctions. Once the governor does sign a budget, the court will get the final say on whether it does enough for public schools. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.